Community conversation this morning. We have Michelle from the Volunteer Center of Washington County here in the studio with us, and Josh Schlicht from the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust. Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, and welcome back, I guess I should say.
Well, thank you for having me.
So, and here we are, second time back in the studio, right?
Yes, it feels good.
Other than the fact that it feels a little warm.
But it feels warm and welcoming.
See, there we go. So, all right. Where do you want to start this morning, Michelle?
Yeah, I'd like to start with talking with Josh about the Land Trust. And, well, we're going to start a little bit about what your mission is and the history of the Land Trust, how it got started in our community.
Yeah, so we're the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust. Our mission is to preserve the water resources, natural areas, and working lands of Ozaukee and Washington counties. We were started really as a grassroots initiative back in the early 90s. A group of concerned citizens in Ozaukee County started this organization as the Ozaukee Land Trust. Later in the late 90s, a similar set of like-minded individuals wanted to start something similar, so it became the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, and we combined forces, and we've been protecting land through owning them outright as nature preserves that are free and open to the public ever since the early 90s. And so we protect over 2,000 acres in the two counties that are free for everyone to explore and hike and have sort of that low recreational use, bird watching, kayaking, and really getting out and enjoying nature. So that's what we're all about.
Okay. So I'm wondering if the people listening understand how you acquire lands. Maybe you could just highlight that a little bit.
Yeah, there's several different methods we acquire land. One of the big proponents of acquiring them is we apply for grant funding through the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Fund, which is a program from Wisconsin and the DNR, and really important funding that we rely on to protect some of these properties. A lot of it comes from fundraising in the community through private and philanthropy in our local communities and surrounding communities for those people who want to see these nature preserves protected. So we're a nonprofit, and we fundraise to protect land for the benefit of our local communities. So.
And you're acquiring this land from private owners for the most part?
Yeah, mostly from private ownership. Sometimes we get transfers from other conservation organizations as well, where they've acquired it as well, and then we manage it directly. But yeah, a lot of private ownership where a landowner has conservation goals in mind with their property. They want to see it protected for the long term, and that's what's great about our properties is once they're protected in perpetuity, and forever will be managed for the benefit of nature and for people to enjoy.
Okay.
So now that we've, got everybody interested in, like, knowing that these properties exist,
yeah.
How do people go and visit them?
Yeah. We have a website, owlt.org, so Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, our abbreviation, and .org. So our website has amazing information about our preserves. Our preserve page on the website details a lot of our properties, gives some address information and directions on how to get there and some trail maps as well. We're scattered all over the place too. So I know wherever you're listening or wherever is home for you, we've got preserves in, Hartford area, in the West Bend area, in Mequon, Port Washington, Grafton. So we're really spread out. Our 2,000 acres are pretty, there's bound to be one that's close to home. So that's what's great.
And obviously, the parcels are all different sizes.
Yeah. Yeah, we have properties anywhere from, that 10 to 13 acre smaller size up to our largest is over 230 acres. So there's a lot of variety. And the ecosystems are a lot of variety, too. We have a lot of Lake Michigan frontage, a lot of Milwaukee River frontage. We have prairies, wetlands, forested regions. So there's a lot of different places to explore, and it keeps you interested no matter wherever you go. So,
and there's no fees for people to go visit your...
Correct.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
All of our properties are free and open to the public. So there's ample opportunity for you guys to get out there, enjoy them. And then we have a small staff that manages them, and we're a nonprofit. So we always appreciate donations and things like that. But our properties are for the benefit of anyone who wants to use them.
And speaking of donations, et cetera, you've got, you mentioned you've got a couple of events coming up, fundraising events?
Yeah. So we have a few fundraising events coming up this fall. The two dates that we have are September 25th and November 18th. We'll be doing a few events sort of focused on the preserves or on an easement a conservation easement that we protect. So stay tuned for more information on those events coming up. We'll be detailing them more on our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, things like that, as well as on our website. So that OWLT.org that I mentioned earlier is a great way to stay informed.
Do you have a newsletter or anything like that?
Yeah, so we do email newsletters as well. You can sign up for those on our website. There's a little spot, sign up for our newsletter, put your email in there. It's an easy way to stay up to date. We don't bombard you with emails, so maybe once or twice a month sort of thing for just updates about the land trust and the things that we're up to.
Okay.
And I would bet that with all this going on, you also need volunteers.
Exactly, yes. Central to our mission and central to everything that we do, and what, alluding to what we started as a completely volunteer-run organization when we first started. That continues to this day, where volunteers are an essential part of what we do, including on-the-ground management on our property. So if you're interested in getting your hands dirty and getting out into the properties, getting to know what it means to do land management, we plant trees, we take care of trails, we plant prairies, we do seed collecting, anything under the sun that you could imagine when it comes to managing a nature preserve, we need help with, and we're always willing to have those opportunities for people.
And I'm thinking with this kind of thing, you can volunteer really as many hours as you're able to. There's no big commitment of like 10 hours a week or anything like
that. No commitments, nothing like that. We can also even set you up with a property that you want to stay on by yourself, and maybe you can work on a project on your own time. We do a lot of work days throughout the week that, you know, some folks can't make. Obviously, we're doing like, 9 to noon a.m. or during the work week. That doesn't work for your schedule. We can do work days, whenever you want to go out to the property, walk the trails. Maybe we can set you up with a little project on your own and make a big impact on your own time, and then we just organize with you that way. So,
all right, and give them the website again, if you would, please, Josh.
Yeah, so the website is OWLT.org. So Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, and a lot of information will be on there.
All right,
it's one of my favorite websites. It's very easy to remember.
Nice. Yeah, very easy.
Yeah. So, how are things at the Hub, Michelle?
Things are going great. I know a while back you and I kind of talked about when we thought a big milestone would be heading our way, and that's the tip jar. I'm going to give you the number, and then I'm going to talk about when I think we're going to hit that milestone. We have raised over $89,000 in our tip jar, and that goes back to nonprofits. So, the land trust, they have received money from that tip jar, and it helps fulfill their mission. Well, I mean, you and I, when we were talking one time, we thought July, maybe. I think at the end of July, we're going to hit $100,000.
That'd be pretty impressive.
That would be awesome. Just if you're at the Hub and you're getting your morning coffee or your lunch, just remember that tip jar is going to help nonprofits in Washington County. Let's make that goal of $100,000 in July happen.
There's probably no way that you can tell when that magic number, that magic nickel goes in there.
There is no way. We do keep track, of course, every
week,
and we see trends and whatnot. And I don't know. I'm just hoping that happens. That's all. But I also want to highlight, we are not only about raising funds for nonprofits, but we're about volunteerism. And our volunteers really make that cafe happen and keep going. And they have donated over 27,000 hours since we opened our doors. We're actually having a little picnic this afternoon to celebrate our volunteers. So I looked up, like, what is 27 or nearly 30,000 hours look like? And if I'm remembering correctly, I think you could actually walk around the earth in that time.
Hmm.
If you did miles per hour, because you can walk about 3 miles an hour, so you could walk around the earth like 3 times.
Nice. Okay.
That's pretty crazy.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, we'll go on from there. Let's talk about who in June benefits from that tip jar. Blue Lotus Farm and Retreat Center, the Ice Age Trail Alliance, the Cedar Lakes Conservancy Foundation, the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust, and Friends of the West Bend Park and Recreation and Forestry. So a lot of outdoor and nature kind of nonprofits this month are benefiting from the tip jar in the hub.
Sure.
I also want to highlight that for the 4th of July, the hub will be open special hours, so you can get your refreshment before you watch the parade go by. We're going to be open from 8 a.m. to noon that day.
Oh, okay. And that's because the 4th is a Sunday this year.
It is, yeah.
So?
Yes. So we normally have Sunday hours from 9 to 2. We're opening a little bit early so that people can get their drinks. And we're closing a little early so our volunteers can go and celebrate the day.
There we go.
Nice.
All right. I know you've always got a project going on at the Hub where you're collecting things for some project.
Correct. And right now we are collecting for Friends Incorporated. We're hoping that you can help us fill our collection bin, and that's right inside the doors at the Hub. And it's for Friends and for their SAAM, I think, SAM, Survivor Care Packages. Most needed items for those packages are 8x10 bags. So they're thinking like a craft or a white bag, kind of like a gift bag. That will hold the kits. Okay. Inside those bags, they're looking for things like fidget toys and journals and snacks, like chips, crackers, cookies, fruit snacks, cozy socks. Those are some items. They have other items on their list, on their website, but those are the most needed items currently. And what they do is they assemble care packets in those bags for individuals that are in the hospital for sexual assault exams. And they're just really hoping that the package will help them feel more comfortable during their exam and know that there are people out there that are caring and,
right,
and helping them.
Yep. Yeah, just a little. The importance of being I can't imagine what that situation is like.
Right.
So any kind of comfort that people can add to it has got to be helpful.
Right. So really a powerful way to help people in our community.
And again, it's not thousands of dollars worth of stuff.
No.
You know, you can do there are a lot of small items on this list.
Correct. And again, that collection bin is right inside the doors at the Hub. So you can just pop them in there, and then our Camp Superhero kids are going to help assemble the kits.
Oh, okay.
Later in the summer.
All right. All right. Champions of Change has returned.
Yes, we're excited to have Champions of Change back in 2021. And nominations are now open for to celebrate volunteers. That's what Champions of Change is about. It's a really meaningful celebration. And this year we're going to do it a little bit different. First of all, it'll be September 14th. It'll be at the Bend, downtown West Bend. In the theater, and we're going to kind of do a Tonight Show, Johnny Carson themed event where it's, you know, there's going to be some fun, there's going to be some meaningful interviews, and we've got our very own Johnny Carson person of interest in Washington County who will be leading the show. So we're super excited. The plans are underway. It's going to be a night that you want to be in that live audience. So keep watching again for details and for how to be part of that live audience that night.
All right. That sounds great. And we've got, as usual, we've got some nonprofit highlights and some needs of the week. Josh, you want to start off?
Yeah, definitely. So the Kettle Moraine Symphony is looking for a musical librarian. Some duties include finding new music and taking care of the current collection. If you're interested, more information can be found on the Washington County Volunteer Center's website.
All right. Sounds good. Michelle?
Rides and Rains. Save the date for October. It's a Saturday, October 23rd. It is the next fall open house. So please consider joining their committee to help plan that event. You can contact Rains directly, or, again, there's more information on the Volunteer Center's website.
And for people who don't know, Rides and Rains is a great therapeutic organization that works with horses.
Yes, horses and people with disabilities.
Yes.
So, and they have lots of volunteer opportunities there as well for people to lead horses, to be spotters. So if you love horses and you like helping people, it'd be a great match.
There we go. All right, Josh.
So are you a creative mind that also appreciates art and nature? Would you like to use your creative talents to support a long-standing nonprofit project in your community? If so, Labyrinth Garden Team is looking for a volunteer with technological and marketing skills to help create printed and digital graphic materials to use in ads, small posters, and news articles. Additionally, they would welcome anyone that can help with basic IT needs like social media and website updates.
All right. And Michelle, one more?
Yes, the Volunteer Center. We're currently seeking drivers for our Do Good bus. Volunteers do need to hold an appropriate license for driving a bus. So it's a CDL, but not the school bus CDL. There's two different ones. And drivers will be driving in Washington County, and they'll be driving the bus for volunteers of all different ages. So we are getting lots and lots of calls about the Do Good bus getting back on the road. To do that, we need some more drivers.
Sure. I think it's kind of what the modified version of what they used to call a chauffeur's license.
Correct.
Back in the day.
Yes. Yeah. So it is a CDL, but there's like two different CDLs.
Yeah. There are different grades to that. I know.
The people out there that know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be hauling any hazardous materials or anything.
Only
typically,
you know, maybe some kids now and then, but no. So no. So the answer is
those,
no.
Those camp superhero kids can be kind of toxic at times, right?
Oh, far from. But yeah.
All right. Well, you know, those are some interesting volunteer opportunities, but I'm thinking there's probably a place where you can find more than 200 other volunteer opportunities.
There is. It's volunteernow.net. You can find more information about the ones we highlighted. You can find more information about many different things to get involved in the community. But if the website isn't your thing, you can also give us a call at 262-338-8256, and we are there and ready to talk you through volunteer opportunities. And you know what? If you really don't want to do it over the phone or online, come on into our office and sit down with one of us personally, and we can walk you through the process.
And located at?
We are. Oh, thank you. We are located at 303 Water Street. That's near West Bend, and actually really near Josh's office as well.
Oh, okay.
Josh is in the old train depot along the Eisenbahn.
Oh, when I worked for the Sparta Chamber, their headquarters was in the old railroad depot in Sparta. Those are cool buildings.
They are really cool. A lot of history, a lot of cool images inside the office there, too, to check out. So
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And again, construction project is moving forward, Michelle.
Yes, we have amazing partners who are stepping up and helping us make that construction project happen. So in August sometime, you're going to start seeing a little dust fly in the hub, probably starting with some deconstruction so that we can actually do some construction. So you're things that you're going to see happening, a deck that wraps around the front to the side of the building. And we've got a really great garage door that will then be able to open up, and you can walk right from the hub out onto the deck on a beautiful day. A community kitchen that will be a place where not only the hub cooks, but nonprofits can come in and cook and do fundraisers and things as well. So,
sure. So stay tuned, as they say,
yes,
for that.
Yes.
And again, Josh, let's give them information on where to find information on the Ozaukee Washington Land Trust?
Yeah, so our website is a great tool, owlt.org. Explore the website there and check us out. On our staff page on our website, you can find my email. My name is Josh Schlicht, as well as anyone else that you'd like to get a hold of. Our number as well at our office is 262-338-1794.